Welcome to the 2015 KQ Celebrations with the healing masters Nalin K. Narula and Renu Narula. Hear special destiny-changing content from the Masters Narula from www.gettingpositivekarmanow.com.
Any other questions? Yes, sir, Anil.
Dear Grace, now we are entering 11th year of KQ.
Yes.
So what is the guidance and what is the further enhancement?
I'll give you the guidance once you share what are your difficulties. So what have you found in the process of healing yourself, that what are your blockages or difficult points, where are you having difficulties? I will invite this from everyone who can speak on this.
My major thing is lack of concentration on certain things. On certain things it is kind of very, very gripped. And as far as at work or professional issues, it's good. When it comes down to personal things, then the diversion is kind of not controllable of all things.
Anyone else, please feel free to speak. Yes.
So what I find most difficult is that I do my healing, I do my work, but then I get rattled very easily and then I go off and then I come back. So I have this constant, it's like a yo-yo thing. So I know I need to do it, and I've done my healing. There is also sometimes the days I experience when I think that I'm getting rattled, or maybe rattled is not the right word, when I'm kind of just not centered so much. And I know I'm not, but I still can't seem to control it.
Anyone else? Yes.
Sir, I'm not able to become disciplined with my waking up hours and following any kind of regime in the morning. So every day I put up an alarm for 5 a.m., but it's not before 5:30 or 6 that I actually want to get up from the bed. So I don't know if this lack of motivation.
What time do you need to wake up? You have a long day, you have to get up early?
Yeah, I didn't want to do all my healing in the morning.
Okay.
Go for a walk, then come back.
So is it that you're having problem getting up early enough to do healing? Is the lack of healing a problem, or other things are a problem?
I wouldn't know, sir.
Are you able to do your healing every day or five days a week at least?
I do it regularly, but okay. I would want to do it at the same time and finish my healing before going for work.
Okay. What will happen if you don't do it at that time?
It kind of lingers on in my head that I have to do it, and then I'm not able to focus on other things.
Okay. Yes, Krishan, you had your hand? Who had your hand? No, somebody. Huh? Yes.
Sir, I have not.
Go ahead, Ashok.
I have not been able to shut out my fears, apprehensions, and negative thinking. I am fearful of everything, and that's why I can't take a bold decision.
Okay.
So that is the main weakness.
Okay. At the back, who was asking? Yes.
The symbols that are there, one needs to sort of make it on the spot, and you need to go through the process. Like, for example, when you make a web, you need to go through.
Yeah.
So now if there is a healing opportunity, by the time one sort of gets into it...
How long does it take you to make the web?
I think 30 seconds.
No. Not more than 7 seconds. 3 seconds one way, 3 seconds the other way, and say another 3 seconds for your affirmation, and that's it. 10 seconds. Don't start to do 1, 2, 3, 4, just do 21. Anyone else?
Lack of focus on professional front.
Anyone else? Yes.
So I'm
oh, you're back?
Yes.
Oh, all right. How many kilos have you lost?
I still have to check, but I think 4 to 5.
Very good. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay.
I do my healing in the morning, but being in that moment of spontaneous healing the whole day,
Now, what do you mean by being in the moment of spontaneous healing? Are you saying that you send healing only occasionally?
I send healing in the morning. I do my healing, I do my self-healing.
That's fine. That's okay. Are you sending healing to your whole day?
Yes.
That's enough. That's it. So basically from your questions I'm finding it's how many of you are able to do a reasonable amount of healing almost on a daily basis, I would say. Okay. Now, those who didn't put their hands up, please put up your hands. Okay. What is your issues or what is your situation with the healing? How many times a week you're able to do your healing?
I've been doing my Reiki pretty regularly.
Right. Fine.
But I think Reiki would
be... That's okay. Anyone else? Ganesh, you had your hand up? You don't do your healing? That I know. Anyone else? Anyone else? Yes.
So I have a challenge like prioritizing. So I get confused. What do I do? Should I do this first or should I do this first?
So basically what I'm hearing from you and you know is that it's not the healing that's a problem but other things in your life are a problem. Is that correct?
Yes.
It's like your focus, discipline, unable to do this, unable to do that. So what makes, you know, what do you think will get you there? It's not the healing. Let me make this very, very clear.
Plan.
Yes, you have to have the plan and then you have to actually do it, not just plan. You have to execute it. So, if you say that I'm not motivated, obvious first question is, why are you not motivated? So what is the kind of answer? Like you were saying you're not motivated. So what is it about your day that demotivates you?
Sir, I think I am motivated. That's why I regret when I'm not able
no,
to do it.
No, no. If you were motivated, you wouldn't have an issue that I have a problem.
Maybe I'm not sufficiently motivated.
Okay, so why is that? So then you need to analyze if you're not sufficiently motivated, what is it about your work or the what you have to face in that day that's bothering you? So you need to find that out. What is it that you don't like about your day that is creating this problem? So it is something in your work, in something in your activity that is troubling you, that either you resist, you don't want to be there, you don't like it, you are resenting it, and therefore you don't want to get up. It's also called depression. Now, we have found clinically that if you stop all fats and oils in your diet, your depression will disappear in 3 to 6 days. Because oil depresses your central immunity system. And in along with depressing your immune system, it depresses your mind and emotions. So that is a big demotivator for anything. Even though things are fine, when you're in really good condition, you're not demotivated by problems you may have to deal with or uncomfortable things that you have to deal with in the day. But when you're having a diet which is heavy in oils and fats, you are going to be depressed all the time. That's for sure. So if you reduce that, if you reduce total oil intake to about 10 to 12% of total food calories for the day, you are somewhere in the zone, getting close to it. That's a start. So you may say, you know, everything is okay, but I'm not happy. You know, basically the bottom line comes on, everything is going fine, but you know, I'm not feeling happy. Yes, you're depressed because of the food. So you must understand there are two things. One is the healing energy. And the other is what your body runs on. What's the fuel? It's the healing energy and the food. There are only two things that your body is running on. Everything else is, by the way, you have the air, of course. If you don't have the air for a few minutes, you're gone. So then you don't worry about anything. Okay? And the other thing is water. So all you need is food, air, water. So food is the most important thing. After you finish with establishing that you've got the healing energy flowing, then what's your problem? Then your problem, inescapably, there is no other answer, is your food. You can try, for the last 35 years, I've been treating people for depression, for so many things, for ailments, and I haven't found a real permanent cure till the person changed his food habits. That's a permanent cure. Because you're getting emotionally disturbed because of what you eat, and milk is, as I said, the biggest culprit, and I was happy to get confirmation from the experts in America that yes, because it has the hormones in it which upset your total hormonal profile. IGF-1, IGF-2, absolutely disbalance you, and where you're having other medications pumped into the animals from which you get the milk, like other hormones to increase production, antibiotics. So you're getting sub-detectable levels of antibiotics in the food. And not only that, you are getting, when you eat that food and you eat, let's say, animal flesh, you're getting concentrated doses of pollutants, environmental pollutants that come from pesticide. Because all that the animals are eating from little quantities that come in from the feed, it goes and lingers in their tissues. And like DDT, for example, it stays in your body tissues. Now, if you have plant food, they don't take up this because all of these chemicals are fat soluble. So, if you're having a plant-based diet, there's very little of environmental toxins that you're taking through food because there's extremely low levels of fat. So, the amount that the plant can take up is very minor, and your body can deal with it if you are following a healthy diet. Now, I see that by your coughing, you absolutely disagree. You have trouble swallowing this, I understand. So, you don't have to say no, we believe. No, your throat is telling you that you absolutely disagree with this. And I'm fine with that, you can disagree. There's no problem. But the reality is that if you stick to plant foods, you're safe in terms of environmental poisons that come through food. Other environmental poisons through the air and contact, that's a different story. Yes?
I wanted to share something at the same time now when I got this guidance from you and I was working back in TNS. We got this project from Elanco, the company, and they wanted to do a study on animal antibiotics. They promote them. And so
who promote them?
Elanco, it's an American company.
Elanco, okay.
And we were supposed to take feedback from consumers on how much do they think about when they eat non-veg or milk, how much do they really think about the antibiotics in it. So we read up a lot on it. They gave us material which was very pro using antibiotics, but of course we came through a lot of material that was against it.
Right.
And then milk that it has RBST antibiotic and how it is very harmful, and then the resistance, and it was as if I was getting messages from other places as well, and I have personally experienced it, and I there is no reason to disbelieve that once you leave all of that, you just feel so much calmer.
You feel so much better. You feel empowered, you know, you feel in charge, you can tackle anything.
And one has to really...
Yes.
There's no way that, you know, the other person can know unless right. they actually experience, they live
yeah.
it and they...
So a lot of people don't do that, you know.
You've been accessing special content from the Healing Masters Narula on the occasion of the 2015 KQ Celebrations. Visit our website, www.gettingpositivekarmanow.com. to get more life-changing empowerment.